it shall be crushed beneath my heel.
And so it begins, an epic battle between good and evil. The fate of the world hangs in the balance. Will evil succeed? Will good triumph? Beats me, but I do know one thing. Now is the time for heroes.
Lucha!
The Warner Brothers cartoon Mucha Lucha is an unlikely success. Its subject matter, Lucha Libre, the tradition of masked Mexican wrestling, is, well, obscure. The cartoon characters speak in a heavily accented Spanglish, and Mucha Lucha's creators are not only not Mexican, they're Australian and Chinese. Creators Lily Chen and Eddie Mort don't care. They see Mucha Lucha as an homage to Lucha Libre and its masked luchadores. And Strange Champ spoke with Eddie Mort and Lily Chin about the world of Mucha Lucha.
Mucha Lucha!
In the Mucha Lucha world, mass wrestlers, I guess they're normal. It's like...
they're everybody.
Yeah.
Mm. I mean, the parents, and the teachers, the school principal, yeah. Even the dog.
And the thing about the parents, too, is that in Mexican wrestling tradition, a lot of mass wrestlers actually get their gimmicks and their masks from the generation before them. So, like, fathers will pass their masks down to their kids and kids will pass them down to other kids. So it is a very family tradition.
And, in fact, isn't there even a lucha code?
Yeah.
Well, there is in our show, yeah. The code is, I mean, it's everything lucha stands for, which is on a family tradition, and we throw in donuts just for the hell of it. On a family tradition and donuts.
Guinegirl, you will search for the boots of bravery. Lee, you will find the tights of tightness. And I will get the cape of courage. You must find the artifacts of Buenoness and return here immediately. It will not be easy. At times, we may want to give up.
The fee wants to give up.
But be strong and always remember we are luchadores who stand for the four most important virtues. Honor!
Family! Tradition!
Well, tell me about your main characters, these three kids. I guess we could call them junior masked wrestlers.
Yeah, we actually call them the three Mascaritas, kind of a play on the three Musketeers. They're Ricochet, Buenagirl, and the Flea. And they're three totally different characters, and they all stand for different things. And together they become, I think, a unit. But, you know, Flea is the dirty wrestler, slightly kind of an in-betweener. You don't know if he's a good guy or a bad guy. He kind of flip-flops. Ricochet is like the hero. He's kind of like, yeah, heroic, always kind of struggling to overcome. And Buenagirl is the righteous. She's kind of the upkeeper of Dakota mass wrestling and kind of keeps the other two on the straight and narrow.
We're so proud of you, Ricochet. You saved us. You saved Lucha Libre. You saved the world.
We knew you could do it. Mwah!
Couldn't have done it without Buenagirl and the Flea.
That is just so buena!
What's the deal with that little doll, the one who also looks like a wrestler that the kid Ricochet carries with him everywhere?
That's El Rey. That's his action figure. And he comes to life and he only talks to Ricochet. He's like his sort of mentor, guide. And no one else knows that El Rey is alive except Ricochet.
Where did that idea come from?
I have no idea where it came from. We just decided to do it. I can't even remember why we did it, but we just thought it would be fun.
Because, you know, it made me think of, there's a very old Russian fairy tale called Vasilisa. That's about a little girl whose mother dies and leaves her a doll. And she says, keep the doll in your pocket and she'll help you. And, you know, when the little girl gets captured by an evil witch, it's the doll who tells her how to survive and how to overcome the witch.
Wow. Well, that's exactly what El Rey does. Only substitute.
Except that, you know, his advice isn't always,
always good.
The right advice.
Yeah.
Nice moves, Chico, but...
gonna be a lucha day.
What about the bad guys, the villains? Describe some of them.
Villains, I mean, it depends episode to episode. I mean, we've had El Evil Dentista, who is...
I've met him.
A bad doctor, yeah. Misterioso Grande, who is the king of the nightmare world.
I mean, we've had like 52 episodes.
Yeah,
worth
there's
of
been
villains.
A lot of villains. There's also like a rival school, the Hairy Knuckles Academy, which is three unmasked wrestlers who are kind of the, I guess, the polar opposite of the luchadors. They kind of stand for, you know, brash, kind of loud, muscular type wrestling, none of the honor, tradition, and family.
Masked wrestling is not a sport. It is not mere entertainment. It is a way of life. It is honor, family, tradition.
And donuts?
Do not interrupt.
Take the code. Learn it. Love it. Live it. Make yourself worthy.
You know, when you watch Mucha Lucha, you're completely immersed in a Latino world. How did you capture the Latino essence so well?
I think it was just having a real affinity for it and love for it and just being introduced to it through Lucha and going down to Mexico and Tijuana and then coming to L.A. where there's a really strong Latino culture and just getting involved in that.
And we also have, like, you know, we have Latino people on our crew, and that really helped too. You know, they brought their own influences to the show.
Yeah, board artists, designers, yeah. Just helped with the language. And, yeah, we just we were really grateful that Warner Brothers wanted to actually feature that aspect in the show. I mean, our first fear when we pitched the idea was, oh, it's going to become like an American wrestling show. And they totally didn't want that, which was great.
Well, I can imagine they might also have been really leery of wanting to steer clear of the legacy of Speedy Gonzalez, of the Frito Bandito.
Well, I guess there's always that fear. But I think it's a credit to everyone. We were able to kind of transcend that and do something that was more of a homage and a tribute to, you know, this cultural aspect of Mexico. Mm.
A lot of the characters speak Spanglish, which has been kind of controversial in the U.S. But, you know, when we did some research on Mucha Lucha, we did not turn up a single critique of the program's use of Spanglish. Does that surprise you?
Yeah, it does, actually. I think that the general acceptance of the show with Latino audiences has been a big surprise. I mean, it's what we hoped for. But to actually see that and there be no negative press and it being kind of embraced, it's kind of been a big kick for us. Especially in Mexico, where it's really popular.
And we've met Mexican wrestlers who say that their kids or their nephews and nieces watch a show and they really enjoy it. So that's been a big buzz.
So how long do you imagine you can keep Mucha Lucha going?
It all depends on Warner Brothers. We've actually just finished our 52nd episode. So at the moment there is a feature film in development. So that's probably going to be the next step.
I did it because I am a true masked wrestler, and I'm proud of masked wrestling! And I heard a bunch of voices that told me to do it.
Lucha!
Lily Chin and Eddie Mort are the creators of the cartoon Mucha Lucha, and Strange Chance spoke with them.